external influences on supply chains. Major external forces that impact supply chain strategy include customer expectations, government regulations/sanctions, the political and social environment, the economic environment, and global and domestic competitors. Customer expectations. The product or service features available in the market at a given price become a baseline for competitors in that field. Customer expectations can take the form of rapid design, product requirements, prices, specific lead times, the time from order to arrival, quality, delivery frequency, dependability, product and volume flexibility, and aesthetics. These expectations create what are called order qualifiers or, if they result in a purchase, order winners. These terms are defined later. Two forces keep order qualifiers or winners from being permanent features. First, different customer groups will have different priorities and thus different ideas of what is best value. Second, new products, features, and services, like a faster processor or rapid delivery, quickly move from the category of order winners and into the category of order qualifiers as competitors also adopt them. This helps explain why product life cycles are shrinking, especially for innovative products. Government regulations and/or sanctions. Each nation has its own regulations related to business operations or buying and selling goods within its borders. Governments can also impose economic sanctions on other countries as a way of applying political pressure. All relevant laws, regulations, and sanctions must be understood, and plans for ensuring and proving compliance must be made. Common areas of regulation include taxation, movement of funds in and out of the country, worker and product safety, worker and job seeker rights, environmental protection, anti-corruption, and legal liability. Understanding and complying with these regulations will help the organization stay in business or possibly be a source of competitive advantage if it can comply at low cost. Sanctions will have consequences for organizations and supply chains with facilities, suppliers, or customers in affected locations if the materials involved are part of the sanctions. Sanctions can have far-reaching effects on economies and supply chains. In some instances, supranational organizations have made navigating regulatory and legal differences between countries easier. Joining a trade bloc or treaty helps to standardize international trade regulations and requirements. To that end, the World Trade Organization, the European Union, and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development all have their own standards and regulations for trade, shipping, and other shared economic concerns. Economic conditions. The economy will influence demand, or lack of demand, for an organization's products and services. Some organizations diversify to include products that sell well in tough economies. The economy will also influence market wages and the availability of qualified workers. Long-term demographic shifts can influence demand for particular products and services or the relative age of the workforce, which impacts worker availability and cost and skill levels. Political and social environment, including sustainability. The political and social environment can shape societal expectations regarding acceptable versus unacceptable supply chain practices. Such cultural trends may then be reflected in individual customer expectations and government regulations. Social pressure can be applied at an organizational level through non-governmental organizations, NGOs, some of which exist to enforce regulations. Some NGOs are formed for the sole purpose of applying social pressure on organizations to pursue a given political or social agenda. Organizations need to research and understand their political and social environment when shaping their strategies. Social pressure can have both positive and negative impacts. Often this pressure can arise rapidly and requires a timely, but well-coordinated response to capture an opportunity or mitigate a threat. An article on social pressure can be found in the Online Resource Center. A key example of political/social pressure is the increasing push toward sustainability in supply chains. Customers expect it, and various governments have created laws and regulations related to sustainability, such as for environmental protection, worker rights, and community reinvestment. The environmental impact of a given material, for example, can result in changes in public perception of that material, which in turn can result in the organization selecting an alternate material. An example is asbestos, which, despite being a superior insulator, was eliminated as a material choice due to its health impact. In other cases, the material itself might be modified by the supplier in some way to make it more acceptable or safer to use. Global and domestic competitors. Competition is now global thanks to the internet and the shipping container, Among other innovations, the internet makes it easy to find and assess multiple sources for a product or service, as well as conduct many business communications at very low cost. The shipping container and ocean-going container ships have reduced the cost of transportation to the point where goods can be sold in most parts of the world at a competitive price. While this can be a blessing because the firm can market its products and services globally, it is also a curse because few industries have only local competition today.